I'm going to do a little impromptu here. I asked Cass and Mary last week if you would just take a minute, and you can either come on up, both of you. Let's give Cass and Mary a warm welcome this morning. And you folks told me you're doing something special, and why don't you tell us a little about Mary, about what you're doing?
Okay. There's a church over in Ventura called the Harbor Church, and our Bible study did a book called Radical, and it said... Push yourself. You know, don't stay comfortable. And that message rang with three women, Wendy Winningham and Barbara Dunn and I. And we've started a Bible study over there. And we go every Wednesday, and it's trick or treat. You don't know who's going to be there, but we presume the Lord's putting who he wants there.
And Cass, tell us, who are some of the people you're Bible studying over there? What kind of folks are they?
They're homeless. The church over there has acquired a motel right next door, and they put homeless in there. But they also have vans that go out every day and bring people in to feed, and they feed 6 days a week. And we're going to try and see if we can feed 70 or 80, I guess, the 11th of September, Sunday morning, bright and early. We've been over there and looked at some place over, and if you've ever worked with homeless before, they're the same sweet people that we've run into before, and we're looking forward to it.
And it's also an opportunity. They would like a regular schedule of groups to go over on specific Sunday mornings. So if it's an opportunity if any home groups want to do that. It's a great ministry. So. If you're interested, let Wendy or I know, and we can fill you in on how to do it.
Thank you so much. Let's give them a hand. And actually, the motel that they've purchased is called the Kingdom Center. Maybe you've heard of this ministry to the homeless. And they are just, how wonderful to hear that these folks have said, hey, God, our heart is there, and we want to go help these people. What a great opportunity to be the body of Christ and to demonstrate his love in our community.